Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, Jim Long, former executive director of the Children's Home, talks with Macy Lineback, former resident of the home. Ms. Lineback lived at the Children's Home from 1925 to 1936, and today shares some wonderful stories of her formative years there.
What brought you here, Macy?
What brought me here?
Yeah.
My mother and father passed away before I was five, and we had no one to take care of us. And the church in Norwood, North Carolina, was able to get us in. And we rode the train from Norwood to the home. It was just a stop on the campus.
Yeah.
And we walked from the train with my uncle and my oldest brother, James, up to Mr. Wood's house. And from there, he took us straight to the infirmary.
Yeah.
And they put us to work immediately after we left the infirmary. I was put in the dining hall to set tables and help clean up. And then as I grew older, I moved on. And my talent today, I have to thank the Children's Home for.
Yeah.
They taught me how to sew when I was 10 years of age. And to this day, it has been my salvation.
Yeah.
I make wedding gowns and do draperies for my family and friends. And in the meantime, when I turned about 10 or 11, we did not have sliced bread back then.
Mm-hmm.
We received our loaf bread in long loaves, and we had a meat slicer that we would slice the meat. So somebody decided that, why don't we use that to slice the bread?
Yeah.
Well, several young ladies before me had had mishap of losing a finger or two, and they would throw it in the fire where we cooked the food. And this sad day for me, I looked down, and there was a loaf of bread with a piece of my finger on it, and I screamed, please, please, all the way to the infirmary, bring my finger, please. And I wondered today how things would have been with me and my sewing, and if they had not taken my finger up there, and all they did was sterilize my finger and then the tip of my finger and put it on where it's supposed to be and taped it down, and I wore tape for several months. I have that finger, and I'm proud. I see it every day, and I thank God for it.
So it was reattached just by
reattached,
taping it on.
And it took a long time for me to get some feeling in it, but it's reattached, and it's been a blessing to me because I do all kind of needlework, and it's my pleasure to make draperies for my friends.
Yeah.
And I had a dear friend pass away, and her son built his home, and in memory of her, I made all of her draperies and pillows and upholstered some of her furniture and bar stools, and I would not have been able to do that, I don't believe, if I had not had all of my finger. And here I am, 91 plus, and just walking 6 miles a day, and I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to be here.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salemtown, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.